Radio Veritas, the Asian Catholic Broadcasting Network, founded in the Philippines' capital, Manila, is this week marking the 40th anniversary of its foundation. Set up in April 1969 and blessed by Pope Paul VI during his pastoral visit to Asia the following year, the radio station played a crucial role in the peaceful revolution that overthrew Philippines' President Ferdinand Marcos in 1986. While it is still owned by the Archdiocese of Manila, the network has now expanded throughout the Southeast Asian region and broadcasts in some 15 different languages, sharing a Christian vision with listeners of many different cultures and religions. To mark this 40th anniversary, the Radio Veritas offices in Manila are hosting a symposium on Catholic broadcasting in Asia, celebrating past achievements and looking ahead to the new challenges of this digital era. Among the guest speakers at the two-day event is the president of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, Archbishop Claudio Celi. He dropped into our studios before his departure to tell me more about this landmark celebration. Archbishop Celi, you're off to Asia for a very important jubilee celebration, this 40th anniversary of the founding of Radio Veritas in the Philippines. Tell us a bit about it.
It's a relevant celebration. Why? Because we are going to remember and to thank our Lord for the good things that Radio Veritas Asia is doing for all Asia. As you know, the radio is posted in Manila, but is broadcasting in 16 languages to all Asia. And in deep connection with the Vatican Radio, also, is offering programs to many countries of Asia in an interreligious dialogue, at the same time presenting the gospel message. And so they invited me, and I thought that was important to be there, to testify how the Holy See is appreciating what Radio Veritas Asia is doing, and to support, to promote such a presence. And so I think that it was good for us to be with them, with the Asian bishops, because, as you know, Radio Veritas Asia is belonging to the Federation of the Asian Bishops. And they are the responsible of the activities of the radio. Consider, for example, that Radio Veritas Asia now has, I think, 4 hours a day in Chinese, in Mandarin. They have broadcastings, programs for Vietnam, I think almost 3 hours a day. And many other countries in Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, on different regions of India, and the populations of Thailand, Burma, and so on. And so I think that is a moment to thank our Lord for what is done in a good way, and also to promote and to see what can be done in the future.
You mentioned this important role of interfaith dialogue there.
Exactly.
In Asia. It's also clearly an important way of promoting justice, peace, and reconciliation in many of these countries.
But that is the way. You know, I think that this is also the meaning of a Catholic radio. The main task of a Catholic radio is certainly to announce the gospel to the Catholic population, but also to those who don't know the gospel or the church. But at the same time, we have to install, to promote a dialogue of life. And here again, the church that was defined, was declared many years ago, expert in humanity, can give a contribution, an important contribution, to the promotion of peace, of understanding, of a respectful dialogue. you know, there will be necessary clarifications about an interreligious dialogue. But about the social aspects of any religion, we must have a real dialogue and to promote it. And so the church is involved in such a dimension of our presence there in such a religious aspect and dialogue.
Welcome and listen in to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that His love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
There were, of course, many who predicted the demise of radio, first of all with the arrival of television and then even more so of the internet technologies. That's not at all the case there in Asia. It's a very important means of communication still, isn't it?
But as you know, also in Europe or in some developed countries, radio is recuperating. I think that which is declining is the television in a certain sense. Radio is occupying again a primary role in the life of the man, of the human person today. When you are going to work in your car, you're listening in radio. When you are moving in the house, on many occasions, is radio, because radio is creating an atmosphere in your life. You know, it's not attractive as the television is, but it also is obliging you to watch at the screen. Radio is surrounding you. And I think that these are all positive values for the busy day of a human being in our culture. And so I think that radio is recuperating some post in this rating. And but, you know, we must consider always and more and more what a Catholic radio has to do. You know, for me, it's really a dialogue of life. Today, people are so oppressed, are tired. They don't know where to go and how to move. And a radio, and a program in the radio, must approach humanity in this aspect of their life. And so for me, this is the great task that we are facing today. Yeah. To walk with people.
And my thanks there to Archbishop Claudio Celi, President of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications.